feed us nothing. Capture that, you're a dead man walking. Them chains with trust are calling. Close the lines, there's no time for talking. Still breathing knowledge, capture that, and your feet start running. Big dreams are pending, there's no time, all the clocks are bending. Light pulsating, blood streams coming. We place the anchors, tears are flooding. There's no minefield, just keep running. Memories are open, matrix jumping. Reload memory, one day forgot the key, they're lost. Got stung by the bees. Inside humanity's tears are so by their own disease. Life consumed, they forgot to breathe. Locked in fuse with the claws of greed. Carved in void, no escape or release. You can defeat, join the stars that you can't reach. Break your beast, we're the glitch. Terror waits under your feet. Don't blink, we're the glitch that you try to stop with fury, spears of dreams. You will rest, gazing at shadows of your threats. Step demonizing the ego strikes. You feed on lies with a piece of advice. To reply where your system fries, you kill skies with them primarize. Terror, still responding. This time, no scope kill be the pawn suggested. Capsule's time I done. Consequence for their evil's crosses in the ground, you dive right in. We're natural against machine, we're factual. You're stuttering inside of pillars crumbling.
We are living in a computer programmed reality, and the only clue we have to it is when some variable is changed.
This is the age where things are changing. History is in the making. We stand up, our guns are blazing. No more sleeping, no obeying. They live, and it's time to know that. I woke up and I won't go back. Fuck the elite, don't cut them no slack. Get them at the roots and they won't grow back. And I won't miss them. For way too long we've been a victim. Now we're glitches in the system, clawing our way up just to get some. Look at how they treat us. Programmed since you were a fetus. I see reptiles, I see demons sucking on some baby penis. Welcome to the Matrix. This is the basic of your enslavement. Most people just don't want to face it. They'd rather be taxed and stay complacent. Not me, not ODD. Wait till the CIA gets a load of me. No Agent Smith controlling me, but for me, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm watching.
You gotta use your eyes all the time, because the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You could come with me and you will find that you are the master of the construct of your own mind. On the walls within you, never press pause, don't stop, continue. Just look at the mess that we got us into. Now it's time to fix it, otherwise we're mental. We stand our ground, you dive right in. We're natural, look, it's machine, we're factual. You're stuttering inside of pillars crumbling.
And I will even say this, such an impression is a clue.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. And tonight is just a little, I guess you could call it an impromptu show. I wasn't really planning on doing this at all, but obviously
radio.
My dumbass didn't have the video muted. So basically what happened is I got banned 90 days from YouTube for no reason. Again, this has happened to me before, as you guys know. Maybe you guys don't know, because I wasn't always uploading content. Gloria, before I knew you, way back in the and Gloria Canada is with me tonight. We're also going to talk about some Mandela effects and some other things, too. Way back before I knew you, Gloria, I had always just used YouTube to, like, save playlists. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I never uploaded my own content. And one time I uploaded a video that exposed the Manchester bombing hoax at the Ariana Grande concert, which was a joke. And mm-hmm. there was this clip that was like 30 seconds long, and it was it showed the police officers getting undressed and dressed to play victims. And, you know, I didn't even do any commentary on the video. I just uploaded it. It was video that accidentally got out or whatever. And they gave me bullying and harassment for that then, and they gave me a 3-month ban. But at the time, I had never even made my own video, never mind a live one. So I didn't even care. I didn't even think anything of it. 3-month ban. Yeah, whatever. I just used it to save playlists. I forgot about that. But they've done this to me before. And now they gave me a 90-day one for anybody that didn't know. They gave me a 90-day ban for bullying and harassment on our 2012, I believe, 9/11 show. When we did it on the anniversary, Chris Kendall called in with me, Justin, and James. It's a show that everybody that's followed my 9/11 research has heard the show probably multiple times. It was a really, really good, really long, really in-depth 9/11 show, obviously, with the four of us on it, the three of us on Dose of Reality, plus Chris Kendall is very knowledgeable in 9/11. They flagged that for bullying and harassment. I got that at 4 o'clock in the morning today. And it's really frustrating because I spent like all day yesterday, my day off, all I did was kept working on my YouTube channel. Like, it takes hours to upload a video, especially if you're not just for going live and leaving it. If you're like editing it or putting video like in the background or anything, like, it takes so long to render and upload. I spent all day doing four videos, and then they hit me for a video that's been up for like a month and a half. And I don't know if I did something to trigger it. I changed the title of it yesterday, but I didn't put anything in the title that was anything crazy. I just moved the guy's name from the end of it to the front of it so people would know who was on it. And the video got 90 days. Like, that's, Gloria, wouldn't you say that's a little steep for your first offense or something? 3 months?
I'd like to know who you bullying and harassing when you're the one getting harassed. That's the question. Where was their bullying? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you got some crazy comments there. We're not going to mention any names, but you got some threatening comments, and that's considered harassment and bullying. And you didn't even reply to those things, and your video had nothing to do with any of those things. So it's kind of weird. I think it's weird. Doesn't make sense. But you're a naughty boy. 3 months, naughty boy.
3 months. And it's really, you know, I wouldn't have cared if this was like a year ago, but literally since October, I've been spending so much time trying to update my YouTube. Like, I've been putting so many shows on there. And then, you know, ever since I did your interview was the first one that I did on camera. Remember when we had issues on my end because I was learning. It was the first time. So we did it on Brian's channel and then just re-uploaded it. But then after that, I did Meegs and I did everybody that would come on camera. I've done them in every show that I've done as far as my regular dose of reality, you know, 3 hour radio shows or whatever. I've done on video and the audience is growing. It's more interactive, especially those My Awakening interviews. I really like having the live audience. Now, though, don't get me wrong, guys. We're still going to be able to upload all the shows, all the interviews. Everything will still be on camera. Everything's fine. But for the live audience, you know, we were having some regulars come and we're having a lot of people in the chat. And now, hopefully, and I do think most, because they do seem like regulars, most will, you know, come to this channel for now and realize. But it always takes time. Even the channels I follow a lot, like, say, Jaronism for Flat Earth Channel, he had the same issue happen to him many times. And so I would always forget about his backup sometimes and miss some of the live streams. And it's going to happen with us too. And it just sucks because my channel starting to grow now, and I've done a show. I've talked about this for a long time. I've done shows on this years ago. I wrote that blog I showed you on Facebook. I wrote like 8 years ago about the censorship, about how it was started by the CIA and DARPA, and I talked about YouTube censorship specifically in the title of one of my videos just a couple months ago, because this I knew this was coming down. And it, the thing they come down the most on is when you seem to talk about the hoax shootings. So I personally, like, I remember I said I won't let them filter me, and I won't. But I also know if I upload my Sandy Hook episode to YouTube, my whole channel and all these hours I put in, all the videos, it's gone in a flash. So my Sandy Hook stuff's up. I even have my own page dedicated to it on my website. If you just go there and click Sandy Hook, we broke the whole hoax down within days of it happening. But if I put that on YouTube, that show, that's the one show, they'll wipe my whole channel for that. They've done it to a lot of people already. So I don't know. But I've got so much 9/11 stuff. They're gonna have to deal with that. They've been watching my 9/11 stuff for long enough. I got like 25 videos on the list now. So for anybody that didn't know, by the way, I know if you come into me from other communities and you know that I've done a lot of 9/11 research, but you don't really know where to start. And I'm really pretty deep, you know, with what my ideas are. I put them all in chronological order now on their own playlist called Our 9/11 Shows on my regular channel, the Brian S. Stavely channel, which most of my shows are on. Obviously, I'll link it below here, but this is streaming on the backup now. Gloria, you want to mix it up a little bit? I know you wanted to talk about maybe some new Mandela effects tonight.
Yeah, but before we get to that, like, I just wanted to bring something up. I found a video today that I thought was really disturbing. And this guy wants everybody to share his video, so I don't know if he'll get copyright by showing it. And it's about a husband and wife in New Jersey at the shore. and they're talking about flat earth. And it's just them sitting there with their two little beach chairs, and they're taking out their camera and they're recording as people walk by. And, you know, she's talking about, well, how come this doesn't happen if the world is round and blah, blah, blah. And you see two cops come over to them. Brian, it was a complete disgrace. And they were like, you need to put your cameras down or we're going to lock you up. And the guy's like, you're going to lock me up? I'm not allowed to film the beach. And he's like, no. He says, in the state of New Jersey, you're allowed. Yeah, this is because they were talking about flat earth. I send you a link if you want to play some of it. You could skip all the way to the end. Turns out one cop, two cops, three cops, four cops, five cops, they're calling for backup. And this guy did nothing but videotape the beach while he was talking about flat earth. So everybody else takes out their cameras now because they're videotaping this guy and his wife getting abused by these Jersey cops. And he's like, well, what about those people taking out their camera phones and they're filming? How come you're not going to give them a ticket? How come they're not in violation of the law? And he was just focusing on him and his wife because they were discussing flat earth. And I thought that was really interesting. And it was a disgrace.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's how crazy that's how crazy it is. I mean, if you think about it, like, even if you're so against it, if you're a reasonable person, how can you think that's proper behavior? Like, if we want to believe in something, and if you think, even if you think it's so stupid, like, are we really hurting you? Like, you're really going to, like, oh, think we should be arrested and locked up? And honestly, you people are the ones that should be locked up for believing you're spinning 1,000 miles an hour. And you don't feel it, and nothing changes in the sky every year. It's the same shit.
The way they target these two, this couple, is very sad, the way they target.
Yeah. That's awful, because I see it all the time from, like, the media and the supposed alternative media, which is a bunch of bullshit. But, to see it from police officers, because then, you know, when you're around police officers, it's not fair because they have a power over you. It's not right for them to be treated like that. And I couldn't even imagine being in that situation.
Yeah, but the police officer was saying that it's just against the law to videotape in a public place and a private place.
What? To what, Vic? To fucking zoom in on boats not going over the horizon?
Right? And it's like, so I don't know, is it becoming a police state? Maybe my sense is it already is a police state, but I mean, we have no rights anymore. We honestly, I understand they were targeting him about the flat earth, okay? But he's saying that there really is a law that you cannot videotape in a public place anymore.
I have never heard of that.
Well, you got to hear, you got, I'm telling you, you got to watch the video. I put the link if we want to watch it. If not, you could put it at the end and people could look at it. It's a disgrace. It really, really is a disgrace. That's all I want to say about that.
Well, yeah. And especially versus flat earth, but also all topics, the whole stigma of like you're the idiot and you're doing something wrong. If you're questioning the official narrative of bullshit that we're fed.
Is there really a law? Because he was like, I'll read the statute to you. There's a law, blah, 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 and he's reciting it. And it's like, so basically you have people come from all over the place to go to Point Pleasant, New Jersey, which I don't know why, but they do, and to videotape the ocean and how beautiful it is, because it really is a pretty beach. And that's not allowed anymore. So did that happen recently or did that happen after 9/11 and they decided to take, you're not allowed to video anything in New York City anymore ever. And did that law start back then and we just didn't know about it? It was just making me think, you know, so now we're not allowed to, but this is Jersey. I don't know as far as New York. Okay. But it would be interesting if New York has the same law that you're not allowed to videotape anything anymore. That would be really interesting.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
I mean, eventually they're going to tell us we have to be in the house at 11 o'clock or else we're going to get arrested. Anybody on the streets after that? And you know what? It's happening so subtle and so slowly. But then, you know, I don't know, man. That's kind of scary.
It is scary. Well, it's real scary.
Yeah, my son recently was in New Jersey and he got pulled over. I was driving my car in New Jersey, and in Florida we're allowed to have a vanity plate in the front. It's just a small little novelty plate you buy on Amazon. And he got pulled over, and the Jersey cop told him, he says, you know something? He says, that's illegal. And my son said, but it's not. It's a Florida car, and it's legal. And he goes, well, you need to remove it. And my son goes, well, I'm not going to remove it because it's not mine. It's my mother's, and it's her car. I'm just driving it, so I can't take other people's possessions, you know. And he goes, well, you know what? He goes, I'm not even going to give you a ticket. He goes, I'm going to give you a court date without a ticket, a court date. So now my son is trying to fight it because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. So he's got to fly into New York to go to court over a vanity plate that's not his car, which is legal in this state. And I have Florida plates, so why would they even go there? And then he told my son, your mother has until midnight to show an insurance card, and if she doesn't show it, I'm suspending her license. He goes, my mother's in Florida, he says, and we have insurance. He says, but Allstate does it through electronically over the phone. They don't mail you paper cards anymore. So my son had to go to the police department at 12 o'clock at night to show his phone, to show that we have insurance, but he has to go to court. You ever hear such a thing in your life? It's getting to the point. It's just little things here and there and here and there. And basically, we're being controlled. We are being controlled. And it's going to get worse and worse, people. It's going to get worse. They're going to tell you what time you can drive, what time you could go out. Watch. Look at all the things that are happening on YouTube, Brian. They're shutting people down, right? Even on Facebook. You're posting things on Facebook and they're deleting these posts because they say, well, what do they say? Oh, it's not proper. It's not this.
Oh, they'll say it's spam, and they've literally – and I've talked about this too. They've literally had – hit me with like 8 spams in a row, and the post that I made, how can it be spam? I'm literally posting my own content from radio shows I did on my website, took and uploaded to YouTube, took the link from my own channel and posted it in my own Facebook fucking groups and on my wall. It's my literally my own content posted in my own places, and they hit me for spam. The best one was, though, when I made the GIF of the Luna Landa. That got me banned for a week from Facebook. I made a GIF of the Luna Landa. I'll show it right now. You know, I'd like to show that, show people what the fuck I'm talking about. So we're going to do a little screen share. I'll just do entire screen. We'll go to my images here. Check this out, right? Now, these are the GIFs that I made. And I made this. Wow, why is it organized like this all of a sudden? That's weird. Okay. So I made this of the Luna Landa taken off in 1972. Now, the significance of this, obviously, is who the fuck took the shot, right? So if this is the last time they went to the moon, they've never been back. Who filmed the fucking thing taking off? So people will say stupid stuff like, oh, well, it was remote control from Houston. Well, they tell you there's a 13-second delay in a phone call to the ISS, which would be absurd, being it's only a couple hundred miles away. But the delay and to be able to pan up in sync with a remote camera with a delay from Houston is just absolutely ridiculous. So I posted this with a little caption about, you know, who took the shot. They hit me with spam on that, and Facebook said I broke their, you know, community guidelines or whatever the terminology is. And you can see this thing, right? It's on the screen.
Yeah, and basically you just did it again.
Yeah, and they banned me for 7 days for that.
They're gonna ban you again now.
Well, this is YouTube now, and I'm Jesus.
So yeah, I thought you were doing live on Facebook.
No, not this one. This one is just on YouTube.
I was saying, you're asking for trouble. No, it's all control. It's the same thing with the Reality Residue group there. Someone was posting things that had to do with Reality Residue for the Mandela, and they were being pulled one after the other. And they were like, this content is not allowed. This content, how could it not be allowed? It's about getting residue for the Mandela effect. But yet, did you see that? Did you see any of those posts being pulled? They were being pulled.
No, when was this? Was this today? No, my head was in another place waking up. My channel shut down for 3 months. I didn't see it.
All week last week, Teresa had posted something and they kept pulling it. This content does not belong on this channel. This content does not belong on that. And the only thing it was Mandela effect residue. And they were being pulled one after the other. And then some of them would be pulled, I guess, because she was sharing videos that other people didn't want to share. I don't know. But a majority of them were being pulled by Facebook saying that that content is not allowed. But I don't see how it couldn't be, because that's what the Mandela effect is about. That's what the group is about. I just put my rug on fire to wind me.
Yeah, well, oh, God, please. Don't burn your house down.
Whatever.
Your house will go on. Oh, man. Yeah, it doesn't even matter if it's like it doesn't have to be somebody in the group reporting it, because I posted stuff in Paul's group. He has a group that's you've seen our memes. You get it. Sometimes we don't put – they go a little deep and we don't put them on the public wall, so we put them in his group, you know? And I've gotten hit for whatever the terminology is, spam by Facebook. And I've had for memes in there that were flagged inappropriate, but nobody reported them. And Paul's the only admin. You would get notified if somebody reported it. Nobody reported it. So Facebook is automatically doing some of them. Mm-hmm. It's not even people just reporting me. They're automatically just grabbing some of my shit and doing that. And I'm not saying I'm the only one, but it's happened to me a lot. No,
it's happening a lot. It's happening a lot.
A lot of people. I know it's not just me. I know for a while I saw it happening on Facebook to a lot of people, and I was like, wow, how am I not? I'm getting lucky. How do you guys keep getting banned? Because the shit I post, I mean, holy shit, you know? And but then it just picked up for me. They just started hitting me all the time, and now this latest thing with YouTube is just really bad. Again, if you guys are listening now, Dose of Reality Radio, you're seeing this on a different channel. This is the backup I need you to subscribe to. I did have you subscribe to another one by the same name, The Real News Online, earlier today. But for some reason, that one will not live stream. I tried to test it, and the live stream is disabled, but there are no community strikes or copyright strikes or anything against the channel. If you can go and look at the stats, it's absurd. So this one actually still works. It's my original backup that I forgot that I could use. I set it up in 2011, just never used it. So I'm going to do my live shows on here for 90 days. So make sure you sub this, and all the shows will still be uploaded to my regular channel, obviously, because that's where all the traffic is. That's where I want people to see it. But for the live shows, come right here. So I just had to say that. But yeah, so that's the whole censorship thing. It's just I had to come on tonight and do a video about it because it's just awful, man. It's really discouraging to the truth of community, but I'm not going to let it have the effect that they wanted to have on me. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to make it better. So like I said, you asked about the Facebook thing. Guys, what I'm going to do, these videos, I figured out today how to do it. We're going to simulcast these, Facebook Live, same time as the backup channel, bring in more viewers. Because the people are so fucking lazy, Gloria, they won't even click a YouTube link sometimes. Never mind my website. Then I'm like, I'll do YouTube because that's all they'll click is YouTube. Sometimes they won't even do that. But if they see a Facebook Live video in their stream and they get a notification while they're on Facebook – it is targeting a different crowd of people. It's worth the effort to try it, right?
Yeah, well, you're talking a lot more people, too.
Yeah, I got 3,200 friends. Not that they're all real friends and not that a bunch of them are spam, you know, but I have a lot of people that it'll reach. So I should use that because that a lot of my audience, like I told you, I just started doing YouTube. Everybody knows me for my radio shows, but also for my activity on Facebook. I post on Facebook like tons of information all the time, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of people that if they see me go live, they'll probably click on it and watch it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure out of the over 3,000 people you have, I'm sure a lot of them have the same interest. And maybe some of them don't even know that you have a YouTube channel. So I think it'll work.
Yeah, I think it'll work too. So I'm going to share this video tonight, all over Facebook. I should have just done this one live too, but we weren't really sure what we were doing yet. So what about you wanted to talk about some Mandela effects. Why don't we mix it up? And
I wanted to talk about one that's really – all right, let me just say that there are – and I really don't give a shit if I get slack for this, okay? People in the Mandela community, they have to open their eyes and ears. There are channels out there that are giving false information. Hey, this is changing and this changed and it was never like that. Dude, they don't take the time to do the research. You know, some of them have a few thousand subscribers and their people believe them. You know, they don't take the time out to do it for themselves because they believe the channel that they're subscribed to is going to give them the right information. And it's very sad. It's very sad because I go through quite a few of these videos and I do the research and they're lies. They're all lies. You know, I'm not saying that the person who's posting is deliberately lying. Maybe he's just not doing the research. You know, maybe they're not doing the research to see that it's not a Mandela effect. And it gets me angry because I feel like they're mocking it in a way. You know, those who do know, and they're doing it for following and they're doing it for subscribers. Mocking it, you know.
Yeah, yo, they need to have more discernment, you know. I mean, it's, you know, it's just like with any topic. Same thing with flat Earth, with 9/11, with anything, chemtrails, whatever you want to look into. You got to have discernment because there's always going to be misinformation out there to make you look bad, to discredit you, and then there's sometimes just going to be misinformation that you're going to pick up on accidentally that's just the wrong information, and you can't just run with it. You have to make sure. Oh. I mean, yeah, I don't. That's why I don't. You know, I'll admit to somebody, like, for instance, like I've always said, and people might hate this, but you know, and I'm the biggest Star Wars fan. You know that I've told you that the C-3PO thing to me is just absolutely. It's like the biggest thing ever. I've seen the movie hundreds of times, but for me, it was always what it is. No, I am your father, and I understand all the residue. Hey, James Earl Jones saying it, Mark Hamill, but we all know that there's more than one reality.
No, I'm your father, dude.
Yeah.
Hell no. Where are you from? Oh, my God, I'm a girl. I hate that movie, and I know it's Luke.
Here's my thing, though.
I didn't know that.
My point is, even if there's a strong amount of residue, like there is for that one, and so many people believe it, I don't even bring it up because I don't have the same conviction about it to talk about it. And then you have these people bringing up these things that are just they just latch onto them, right? Oh, this is a big Emmy, this is a big Mandela, and it's like, have you even looked into the history of this? Have you even looked into seeing if, and like we know that it's not, the real Mandela's on a rebranding thing, they're not a reissue thing, but there are some people that are lazy researchers, right, and would get caught up with a rebranding, reissuing thing because they're not looking deep enough to see for it.
And they'll get into a confrontation with you and say, oh, you know, you're wrong. It's always been this way. And I'm like, no, you're not doing the research. I am showing you pictures and everything telling you this is not a Mandela effect. You can't say, well, this changed. It was always this color. No, it specifically says they changed it a day ago. It's like they don't want to do the research. And that's why it gets me angry because, like I said, the Mandela thing is hard enough to understand, you know, and then to go to these people that you really trust that are doing the research and they're really not, that bothers me a lot. It gets me angry. It does. And you know what? I have to say, out of the 3,000 Mandela effects that have been going on in the last 3 years, I'd have to say that probably about 500 of them are real. And the rest are just hyping up shit because the people know that people don't have the time to look for the residue.
Yeah, that's why I stick to the ones I'm sure of. That's why, you know, and there's some that I'm pretty sure I know. Like, there's some serious geography ones that I definitely know. Like, South America and the Panama Canal, to me, I mean, that's my number one up there with Black Tom and C-3PO. You could switch them around. That's my top three fucking hands down. There's a lot of geography ones,
you
know, I know.
Geography, which is saying that the geography, nobody really touches on that. You know, you have like one or two channels that maybe – actually one channel that really touches on that, and he's very good. But nobody really talks about it. But yet they're like, oh, the A and the O are merging. Oh, my God. You know, but yet, no, the whole world is shifting. Everything is moving. But yet that has no impact on anyone. Just a simple little
thing. No, and that's the problem because people will say, oh, well, the Mandela effect, it's all these little things. It's an S here or the missing here, added here, a lyric of a song here. Now, that is still very significant because if these things still somehow supernaturally change, they still change. It's a huge deal. But it's not just those little things. It's the huge geography changes, all types of new species of animals, changes in your anatomy, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So these are gigantic. gigantic, gigantic things, but they don't resonate with people because they're not knowledgeable in those areas. So if you want to talk about fucking I Love Lucy,
exactly,
or Star Trek, or Star Wars, or you know, whatever, they're going to remember that, and that's why you have to start with that. And I don't have a problem starting with that. I resonate with those things too, you know what I mean? Karate Kid's bandana, oh my God, the Rising Sun, he never had it now. It's like, come on, man, everybody knows that. Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearing House, we all know this, but no, now he never did. So you tell people, oh, Australia, it shifted. Oh, what do you mean? But you really explain it. It's like Australia.
Every year it shifts a certain amount. No, it's not where it used to be. We're not talking about small shifts. It's not somewhere else.
I have a picture of the Italy one. It's a meme I made.
Did you
see the Italy one? Did you see the Italy one I made?
No,
you're going to like this one.
That's crazy. So,
you know how we're talking about people will say, oh, it's the you know, oh, it's shifting. But obviously it's not shifting because you go and bring out a map from 50, 60 years ago, it's going to reflect the new thing now. Now it's always been that way. It's not going to be.
It's completely different for me. I mean, my whole family was born in Italy. Okay, so, I mean, I kind of know what the boot looks like. And it never looked like a Madden boot.
Look at it.
Never liked that, though. And it wasn't touching. No. Mm-mm.
It looks like it's cocked back, ready to kick a field goal.
Do you remember it being that long and that defined? I remember you had to look at it and go, oh, yeah, it kind of does look like a boot. Not the way it looks right now. Now it's obviously a boot.
No, now it's angled back like 45 degrees to me. And yeah, it's very, very, very close to Greece. Very close.
Yeah. A lot longer. The heel is longer. It's more defined. No, but a lot of people don't talk about that. They're more interested in, you know, hey, like I said, letters merging. And then you have a couple of videos out there right now talking about the Statue of Liberty supposedly turning black. That one really gets to me. And I'm like, unless you did restoration for the Statue of Liberty and you studied it that close, then I will take your advice. I'll listen to what you have to say. But if you've never done that, and now all of a sudden, because of the Mandela effect, you're starting to look up the Statue of Liberty close up and notice that it has dirt and pigeon shit on it and calling it a Mandela effect, that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. I've lived in New York my whole life. It snows, it rains, the weather's horrible. There's pigeon shit everywhere to try to keep it as clean as
possible. You know, they shit on the statue.
No, now the statue, because they're zooming in on the fingernails or zooming in on the tip of the nose and she's turning black. Oh, my God. And what about the 3,000 other pictures where her nose isn't black or her fingernails? No, but they'll go in, target one picture. Yeah,
you can't do that. If you're going to call it a Mandela effect, you got to go back and look, and it's going to be all of them, like, throughout history. Like, it can't be
– right.
You know, you can't pick and choose, because then you're losing your credibility.
Well, then you have some people that are first coming into this, and they're gonna trust, you know, these people, and then they're gonna look at it and go, oh shit, it's all bullshit. I knew it was all bullshit. You know, just when you started waking up, people, they're gonna start turning the other way and going, this is just complete bullshit. And some people do it for thumbs up and subscribers, and I think it's really, really sad. But I also think that that will come to an end, and that will stop too, because that's misleading people and that's not going to work yet, because this is God's doing. So I don't, you know, I really think they need to reconsider what they're doing, and that's that. So anyway, getting back to, you wanted to do the body?
Yeah, just did you happen to capture what my cover photo was on Facebook before we get into that?
No.
Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
You don't really have a choice. hang on a second. Let's see. Where is my Facebook? I'll just do entire screen, share, Facebook. Where are you at? It's over here somewhere. Oh, do I not have Facebook open? Oh, I got to have it open. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, that's pretty.
You see that?
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, you send it to me. I know what it is.
So this is NASA's rocket on its way up to touch the surface of the sun.
No, they had to make a detour. They were going to 7-Eleven, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, they went to 7-Eleven to get a fucking Slurpee because it's going to get hot when they get up in the sun.
Yes, that's
yeah, this is. I mean, they'll literally tell you that you're seeing this because they have to. They're going over the curve of the Earth. How big is the Earth? Like 3 miles wide? If that's going over the curve of the Earth, man, wow, man, the Earth's pretty small. I mean, it gets so absurd what you believe, people. If you believe NASA, I mean, first of all, before this footage even came out, I talked about this a while ago because they broke the story and they said that, listen, they tell you on one hand they can't even get to the fucking moon. And then on the other hand, they tell you Johnny Five is taking selfies on Mars. Then they tell you they're going to put a probe that's going to touch the surface of the sun. So, Gloria, I go and look into it to see how hot they say the surface of the sun is going to be, right? Because what type of shielding are they going to say this probe has on it that it's not going to melt? I'm trying to find out, right? So let me take the screen share off so you can see my face for a second. So I go and I look into it to see what type of shielding it is, you know, because they always have that sort of issue because they don't have any explanation for any of their space trips through the alleged Van Allen belts and all this alleged radiation. So you look at it, and I'm expecting it to say the surface of the sun is like 100,000 degrees, 50,000 degrees or something. They tell you it's 93 million miles away, right? They said it's 1,200 degrees. I'm like, dude, they told us the World Trade Center was hotter than that. Like, yo, legit.
The World Trade Center was, what, 25,000, right, degrees?
No.
2,500.
It was allegedly like 2,500, but it was still double. Double the surface of the sun. So you can literally say that. The World Trade Center fires were hotter than the surface. Shit, if I was an iron worker, I'd come home. Honey, how was work today? Oh, it was fucking hotter than the surface of the sun. And I'm not even lying. Like, it's ridiculous. It's 1,200 degrees, but it's 93 million miles away and it heats the Earth. Like, are you fucking...
I'll tell you what. I'm in Florida and it's about 1,400 degrees here and we're okay. But anyway, you ever see those videos? I don't know. A lot of people put them out, but they got telescopes and they do their own independent people, not NASA. And they look at the sun and somebody had caught something that looked like a UFO and went really close to the sun. It looked like it was kind of fueling up from the energy and took off. You ever see those? How come they don't melt? Oh, but it's only 1,200, right? It's only 1,200 degrees. Oh, so maybe they stopped for a burger. Then. Oh,
right. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, we don't know what the sun is, do we?
No, and what we see when we see something, there's actual footage where it looks like a plane goes through it. And,
right, I've seen that, yes.
Okay, the thing is, the sun that we're seeing is not a solid physical object, in my opinion. What we're seeing is more of the reflection of the – I believe we're seeing a solar simulator as well, but we're still seeing the light come through that and the reflection of it. So it's not actually usually seeing the object itself. So like when you see shots like that. So I would think that if you're the pilots on those planes, for instance, to them, they're not driving through the sun. It's still above them. But from our perspective, because it's like almost like a hologram, it has a different apparent location to each person. That's why, like,
don't you remember them skipping off of it? And you could see them, like, with the fuel.
No, I didn't see that one? I didn't see one skip off of it. Yeah, but you'll notice, too, that if you're in Florida, so you're near a lot of beaches, right? Obviously. So if you go to the beach and let's say you stand there, you'll notice that the sun in front of you, the rays will come, like, directly at your feet. And you'll look at the next person and, you know, the rays won't be. But if you are that next person, like, for instance, if I'm a mile down the beach, the rays will appear to come straight at me as well. Like, it's weird how it plays a trick on your eyes. I don't think what we're seeing with the sun or the moon is actually physically where we think they are.
All right, so if it's a sun simulator and that you're saying that they're hiding the real sun behind it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think I've always questioned. I'm not sure. I think the real sun is behind it, probably up in a layer of the
front. Maybe.
Maybe
our real sun is like a porthole, a vortex or something that has energy, that shoots energy out, and they're trying to hide it because maybe, you know. now it would be visible to us that I started with the, I guess like 4 years ago with the Sun Simulator kind of thing to cover it. I don't know. I can't
see. This is what I said. This is what I've said with Paul on shows a couple months ago that I think it the sun gives us, okay, it gives us nutrients that are essential to us, but I'm not talking about fucking vitamin D, okay? I'm talking about stuff to do with our consciousness being connected to the sun.
Right.
And I think that they are trying to filter that out with the solar simulator or block it out as best they can. And I think they also try endlessly with chemtrails to do the same. I believe chemtrails are not there to kill us like Alex Jones will tell you. Yeah. They are there to mask things in the sky, and they are there to, I think, possibly cloud the connection between ourselves and probably the sun, Polaris, other things like that, where we have a collective consciousness. I think they're there to interfere with that. And that's, I know that's a wild theory of mine,
no,
but
it's not. I think it's a really good theory, because I always looked at it as maybe the sun really is like a porthole or something. And it, whoa, what was that? And it was always closed, and it showed like a bright light. And then I guess after maybe 2012 with the Maya, we're talking about the Great Awakening, and this would happen to the sun and this would happen to the moon. Maybe that porthole opened and they blocked it. So we can't have that higher consciousness, which we can, but you know, maybe that's why they have a sun simulator. Because I'll tell you something, that's, I don't know what kind of heat that is. Brian, I go out for 5 minutes, and seriously, you feel like you're being cooked from the inside out. Literally, you feel it more inside your body than you do outside. It feels like you're being cooked. It's very difficult to go outside.
Well, it's like going to a tandem bed versus the sunlight.
No, it's. I had a pair of flip-flops. I'm not joking. This is really being honest. I had a pair of flip-flops on the other day, and I went to the gas station, and I just walked out of my car, went into the gas station, kept it. Do you know my shoes melted? They're rubber flip-flops. They melted. I took them off and they were like this, and they just came apart. And they were brand new. I bought them three days prior. They melted. That's how hot the ground is. It is ridiculous. You can't go out. And it makes you feel sick. It makes you feel sick. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that. It just feels like it's a tremendous light bulb in front of your face, and it just makes you feel really sick to your stomach and gives you a headache.
Yeah, I got to change that picture of mine to one that says my website. Anybody that's listening, by the way, again, this is my backup channel. I'm banned 90 days live streams on my normal channel. So make sure you sub this channel, guys, okay? Because so you get notified when my shows are. I'll probably do one this weekend like I've been doing. Hopefully do another interview or two this weekend, please, because I'm really aggravated that my following that I've been building up is going to be hit by this. So I want all you guys to sub it so you don't miss out on my shows. And I'll still upload them to the regular channel, but I like the activity in the chat. People that are in the chat tonight, thank you guys. Fuck It All, Furious Fragment. Furious Fragment, I don't recognize that name. I don't know if you're new. Thank you. You can find a ton of my other content on my regular channel. I'll throw it in the chat for you in a little bit. In a second, actually, because I want Gloria to bring up something. Gloria,
yeah.
What about? Let's talk about the human anatomy.
Okay. We all know that the lungs have changed. Our lungs are tremendous, which makes sense because the air quality, everything is so different right now that we would need, I guess, bigger lungs to deal with what's going on out there. But now the what is this called? What is this bone called?
Clavicle? No, is this the sternum? Sternum.
Our lungs now come up to here. If you look at a picture, it's past our collarbone. It's above our collarbone.
It's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, the kidney moved and now the lungs.
The lungs are tremendous. Like you literally, if you press here, you're pressing on your lungs. Okay, that's somebody had found that one. I don't know who to give credit to on that one. I don't know. But anyway, so yesterday I decided to go online. I wanted to look at the human anatomy because I went to nursing school way back in the day before I was a paramedic, before I drove for a private company. And I noticed the heart. And I'm like, wait a minute, that is extremely big. And I don't remember the heart being that big. See, I can't see the chat. Is there anybody in the chat? Because I can't see it.
There's just a couple. There's like three or four.
Okay, so I remember in nursing school and growing up, I was told that the human heart is the size of your own fist, right? Overweight people have really big fists. They got a lot of fat. So the human heart is always the size of your own fist. So I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, can you present one picture of the heart being in the person's hand, Brian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is the size, the one of the guy holding it in both his hands.
Yep.
That is really big. That is a really big heart. Okay, that should be half the size of that. Not that big. Now,
yeah, where would even fit that? Like, think of
it's like guys, a baboon heart.
Think of the screen in front of you right now. Think those are your hands, and pull those hands, and you'd have to enlarge them too to be realistically sized, and pull those back towards your chest and place that heart behind your rib. Man, that's that.
That doesn't look like that could fit in a really small person, like 5'3". I don't think we would have room for that. Can you show the body with the heart in there? It wasn't a great picture. I got it the last minute while we were. That's pretty big. That's really big. And you can actually see where the lungs, they go up to the collarbone now. Now, you don't think that's a really big heart? Because to me, it does. Again, now, can you show the other one with the fist and the heart?
Okay.
So I went and I found a little bit of residue. Okay. So no, not that one. The other one.
I only have. I'm gonna have to go in on Messenger real quick and grab it. Okay. I must not have seen.
Yeah, and get that little notation that I gave you in there. So, I remember.
So it's this one right here, right?
The fist. The size of your fist is the size of your heart, and that's not everybody. Depending on the size of your fist, how big you are, you know, some people that are very, very heavy, their hearts are bigger. We know that, but technically, it's the size of your own fist, and that's the residue that I found for that. But meanwhile, now you see that the heart has to be held in two hands because that's how big it is. You know that little note I wrote on the bottom? Can you show that? So everything is changing, and then there was a couple of new valves that somebody had brought up, but I don't know too much about that. I can't see it. Would you be able to read it?
Oh, you can't see that.
Okay, if you're
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
If you're a kid, your heart is about the same size as your fist, and if you're an adult, it's about the same size as two fists. During an average lifetime, the human heart will beat more than 2.5 billion times.
Okay, so when you're a kid, it's the size of your fist. And then when you're an adult, it's... Okay, guys, how big is this? I don't know about you, but this is really big. I mean, how would you put it? I guess this way, right? That's a really big heart.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. So, I found that last night. I thought that was kind of interesting and creepy at the same time. But then when you look at the human anatomy, it's kind of weird because everything is kind of crunched up all the way up. You know, the rib cage, everything. The stomach is underneath the rib cage and everything kind of, huh?
The whole thing's crazy. Like, the kidney is now protected. So, like, a kidney punch would be illegal in boxing now. You know what I mean? Like, the whole... It's crazy how everything's changed. Then you got the issue with the floating ribs changing. The shoulders look different. The bones on the shoulders look different now, right? They look flatter and like more hollow. Like, and then
this is the new change. I think it's the scabella. I don't know what it's called. Those little plates in the back of your shoulders. They got really, really big and really long. But this bone here, this is a new Mandel effect that actually extends like about an inch more now this way and attaches to the scabella, if that's what it's called. So That's a new change, because I remember we had did a show 2 months ago and I was talking about the plate in the back changing the shoulder plates, and it's completely bizarre. But then somebody had posted something the other day about the way the collarbone now comes out, and this is, you just have to look at it. It just doesn't even, we look like, I don't know, machines, not even, not dingy little humans, you know. It's like we're becoming warriors. We're going to fly soon. But yeah, a lot of changes, and a lot of people have been complaining about like respiratory problems, because every time we do go through a change, you start, you feel it physically. And because the lungs are huge, which I think is, I think it's great, but a lot of people have been experiencing like asthma attacks and shortness of breath and heavy breathing and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like when shoulders first started changing, people experienced a lot of shoulder pain and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember when that started happening, I was literally wondering if like people were going to start performing differently, like throwing a football in the NFL games and stuff. And I don't know if I agree with the whole thumb Mandela thing.
No, I don't.
You know, but it's things like that, like you would expect like baseball pitchers to start throwing wild pitches and shit, like, but nothing like that happened. But I didn't really buy into that one. But I was looking down at it for a minute. I'm like, no.
But you want to know something? That the thing with the heart, I have to tell you, I think that changed, I want to say about 2.5 months. No, less than that, about 2 months ago, almost 2 months ago. Because I wonder if anybody who listens to this now or listens to it later was experiencing heart palpitation, like insane heart palpitation every day, every day, every day. And I think that that has something to do with the change, because every time, like I said, we go through a change, we start to feel it physically. And if you look it up, you'll see, like, you could type in how many people went into the hospital for heart palpitation in just 1 week. You know, it was like something like 250 people related just to heart palpitation, which all got relief because it was nothing. They got sent home. There was nothing wrong with them. So it makes you, you know, it makes you look at it and go, okay, something's going on. Every time we have a change, you're going to feel it. I remember I had changes. I was telling Teresa, I have changes. I have pain in my foot and my ankle really, really bad. And I said, you know, I got to keep an eye on this. And then after that, that's when I found the changes to the foot. And I'm like, wow. So you feel it. You feel the muscles, you feel it. But and I think to me that's more important than letters merging. Even though, like you said, everything is important, but I think these are the things that we really gotta look at, along with the Bible changes are another big thing that's going on, you know.
There's so many subcategories. It's like when I tell people about flat Earth, like there's people that'll study the sun and the moon. There's people that'll study, long distance photography. There's people that'll study trying to do their own experiments with Mandela. I mean, it's the same. You know, you can there's all these different directions. Like, you can be somebody that's really into the pop culture type of stuff. You can be really into the geography. There's the anatomy. There's the Bible, and there's people that are well rounded, and then there's people that are, you know, really specific to each one. And it's good that the community has all these things. Same thing with the flat Earth community, and there's people to bring you in. When you first awaken to it, there's people that have good stuff. I would relate these guys together. Hidden knowledge and ODD. For me, like, they're not the absolute top-level researcher or anything for either topic, but they're a great entry point. ODD's got a great channel. I think he's great. He's my favorite rapper now. His documentaries aren't, like, mind-blowing to me, but they're great for new people and intermediate people alike, and they're really, really, really good. And Hidden Knowledge, his Mandela videos, you know, he's not going to be the first one out there. Like, when we're finding them during the week, his videos are going to come out a week later about ones, but they're put together really well. And, they're really helpful for a lot of people early on. And then there's other people when you get more advanced, like for me, I watch Globebusters, who progress like I do through flat Earth and get into, you know, the more advanced stuff that, like, with the sun and what's really causing the sky to be lit, the colors that it's lit, and electromagnetism and all these things. And we look at other Mandela channels that get deeper, like, you know, a Moneybags channel or something like that. It's more deeper than a Hidden Knowledge type channel. It's like, you know, it's good that each community has different people. They all kind of have different roles, you know, different things.
But you want to know something? At the end of the day, we're all going to be in the same place, because you could have people that aren't into the Mandela effect, that don't even know about the Mandela effect. They'll go outside and they'll notice that the moon is in the wrong place. The sun is a different color, and they'll start looking into that. And through that, they start investigating flat earth. And believe it or not, through flat earth, for some reason, takes people to the Mandela effect. Because I was researching it, and that's how I found the Mandela effect. And a majority of people stated the same thing. They were looking into flat earth for the first time, and they all came across the Mandela. So I think, like I said, at the end of the day, we're all going to meet somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
We're all going to have the same kind of thing, because you can't honestly go out there and think that the sun looks normal to you and the moon doesn't look upside down. I don't know what's going on with the moon, you know, like maybe they forgot to change the batteries. Maybe somebody hit the projector. I don't know. But
yeah, it's not even just that the phases are totally not what they tell us. And it's obviously not by the Earth's shadow, and the eclipses aren't what they tell us. And we've gotten into all this, and you shouldn't be able to ever see a crescent moon in the daytime. But the actual way it's laying in the crescent at times is like bottom now, like this, rather than like this. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But
how do you go out and not notice these things?
We're the crazy ones for notice and stating the fucking obvious.
I tell you one thing about me, and I've always been that way. I always look up. I always look up since I was a kid, you know, because everything up there is so much more interesting than everything down here, you know, especially with these lights that twinkle red and blue and green. And it's like there's a lot of stuff going on up there, you know.
Yeah, well, I look up all the time now. You know, I need to get a camera soon. I'm deciding whether I'm going to get a beast of a computer or a beast of a camera. I got to get one or the other. I might have to, yeah, because you know, there's a lot of nights. Like if it's I hate being out in that fake artificial sunlight. Okay, like it drives me nuts. Like, it's really rough on my complexion. Like I'm not meant for it, and maybe I'm just a whiny baby, and I don't like being in the mugginess. I just don't like it. But when it's a nice night out, and if it's clear at all, I'll just sit out there on the porch. If I go out there to smoke, and I'll end up being, I could be like Gloria. I'll be back in 5 minutes. You'll hear from me in an hour and a half, because I'm just sitting there staring at the moon and staring at the stars. And it's just like, if you think about how the indoctrination goes way back, like we know it's in kids. We know it's in kindergarten with the globe, Disney. Even the song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are. Up above the world so high, you know, the whole thing. It's just like they're not even that high. They're not fucking millions and trillions of miles away. Like, do you really think you could see light just because that's that far away? They just tell you it. Oh, light travels forever. It's light years. I would think that light travels similar to light sound, and eventually it's going to kind of peter off. Like, it's not going to go forever. I mean, sure, it might go longer than sound, and it might go faster if we're to believe, you know, their numbers. And I believe the speed of light is faster than the speed of sound. Don't get me wrong. But the distance that it travels, I don't think light is going to travel more than a few thousand miles, to be honest with you. I don't see any type of light that's traveling more than a few thousand miles. I mean, even the brightest artificial sun, I don't think is doing it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, strange times, dude. Waking up, that's it. You know, and hopefully other people could see it and it'll make a change in the world, you know. Everybody will stop hating each other and fighting each other, and know that there's much more than what you see in the mirror. You're definitely more, you know.
Yeah. People should be open to all these things, and like, I don't expect people to believe me right off the bat when I tell you the Earth's flat or this terror event is a hoax or the moon isn't solid. But I don't just say these things just to get a reaction. Like, I research things deep. That's where my stance is. And if you want to talk about any of them, you guys can call in now. I know there's not a lot of people in the chat because this is my backup channel. It's the first video and we didn't even plan this. So this is like three or four people. But I'll talk about any of those topics with anybody. And I'll admit when I think something is a fact and I have a lot to back it up. Like, you know, fake deaths at certain events, absolutely. But when I'm more something I firmly believe, but I know I can't prove right now at this point, like the moon not being solid, I'll tell you that's my opinion, but I strongly believe it, and I'll put the challenge out to you where you might ridicule me. You can't prove that. You can't prove that it's solid any more than I can prove that it's not. So, you know, you should have an open mind, because everything that you've been led to believe has been fucking spoon fed to you. Where does the line? Where is the line in the sand? Because
But people, Brian, people are programmed. Like, they could, I'll give you, for instance, and we're not going to get on the whole topic, but people could go out and see a UFO for themselves or feel like they've been probed or abducted and won't believe it until government says it's true, until they disclose UFO. I mean, you've seen it with your own eyes. You've experienced things, but yet you won't believe it unless they say it's true. Isn't that pathetic? You don't believe what you see with your own eyes until they say it's true. Nobody has to tell me UFOs are true. I know they're true. I've seen them. Nobody's going to have to tell me that this is, I hate the word simulation, that this is a frequency, that this, I know it. I see it. I feel it. I experience it. Nobody's going to have to validate anything for me. But there are a lot of people that need someone else, the higher ups, to say, yes, this is true. We've been visited. There are UFOs, blah, 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 blah. And then they go, oh, okay, I knew it happened to me. And now I could definitely confirm that it happened to me. I think that's pathetic.
Gloria, they'll literally, like, you need somebody to confirm it. And then they'll literally tell you what is right in front of your face, like Chicago, right here, in these pictures by Josh Nowicki. They will literally tell you what you're seeing here is a mirage. And it's like, just go back to sleep. And it's like, dude, oh my God, a mirage. Mirages are not crystal clear. Superior mirages are inverted. They're not consistent in different times of the day. Look at this. I mean, it's right in front of your face. But because they'll go on television and it's a weatherman on television and he's got a suit on and he's on channel, you know, whatever channel he's on, you know, he's some authority figure, and he tells you it's a mirage, and it's the cold air meeting the hot air, bending the image up over the horizon, and you shouldn't be able to see this with the curvature of the earth, but you are seeing it, but it's a mirage. No, it's like, let's for once use our common sense with everything. You don't feel yourself moving because you're not moving. This, it looks like Chicago's right in front of you, because it is. And it's not just this topic, it's other topics where, you know, you don't see how, you know. And let me bring, I want to bring up another image, and this is, you know, this is one of my all-time favorites. Not my favorite, I mean, this guy is just, I mean, it doesn't get any, I mean, you're gonna tell me that this guy just lost his daughter in a school massacre that day? We're not talking even about losing his daughter that was terminally ill that they were expecting to die, which he still wouldn't act like this. But, I mean, his daughter was just unexpectedly gunned down with a fucking machine gun in a school with like 20 kids. And he comes out on camera laughing, realizes the camera's rolling, takes a deep breath, and then goes into character. And this is what's in front of your face. And NASA's got fucking gorilla suits up on the space station. They're wearing NFL jerseys. They supposedly didn't have any drop-off of any equipment like 4 months before the Super Bowl. But on the day of the Super Bowl, one person has a Patriots jersey on, one has a Falcons jersey, and they have a football embroidered with both teams' names on it. So how is that? So they had every football jersey delivered up there to the ISS, along with a football embroidered with every combination out of all 32 teams that could be in the Super Bowl. No. They filmed the ISS on the ground, and they filmed their spacewalks in underwater pools at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And just this whole world's a fucking deception. It's, you know, I don't care what topic you want to look at. It's 9/11, chemtrails, vaccines, the food industry, Big Pharma, the Federal Reserve, 9/11. Let's go through it all. Flat Earth, whatever it is. It's like they've all been a deception the way they've been presented to us. And they all merit an investigation, especially before you're going to mock somebody. I don't expect you to get through every topic. Nobody can. Try and get through a lot of them. You know, you can't get deep into all of them. There's just no way. But, you know, don't mock people that are deep into one that you haven't looked into, because you really just sound like a dumb, ignorant effing a-hole, you know?
People don't want to do the research. Some of them don't want to know, you know, and some of them are just too lazy and they don't want to do the research. So for them, it's just easy to say, oh, you're full of shit. You're full of shit. But they never even look at it. And that's okay, because I don't think everybody's meant to be up. You know, it's not everybody's time to wake up, and eventually it will be their time. Maybe this is just our alarm clock going off to wake us up, and we could help other people. But there are some you're never going to reach. And there are a lot of trolls and a lot of really bad people out there. I mean, it's not like you're doing this because you're trying to hurt government or you're trying to hurt NASA. No, we just want the truth. And even if we don't have the truth, it's okay because we know the truth. You know what I'm saying? And we just want to live normal lives and do the right thing and try to just start the world over again the way it should be, the way I think God intended it to be. Not like this, you know? I feel like we're a slave race. I feel bad for the next generation. I feel bad for kids my son's age that try to make a living that can't, you know, and you have people, a husband and wives work, and my cousin's husband works two jobs, and she works one job. And it's like, it's not right. It's just not supposed to be this way. You know, and unfortunately it is, but it is. So maybe one day things will turn around. And it's not that we're trying to retaliate or take over, you know, take over the 1%. That's not what we're saying. We're big girls and boys. Just, you know, let's all play nice, you know?
Yo, let's use the one thing that they can't take away. Well, they can because they have been. But let's use our minds and let's share our thoughts and let's put our differences aside and recognize who the enemy is, and it's not each other. It's the people fucking manipulating us and getting us to be at odds with each other. Let's take the people that research the Mandela effect. Let's take the people that research 9/11. Let's take the people that research GMOs. Let's take the people that research flat earth. Why aren't we all meeting in the middle somewhere and being like, look, you know, you probably have a point. I haven't looked at it yet. You probably have a point. I haven't looked at it yet. What do you got? And that's how we can help each other a lot too. Like, for instance, you know, if you build a kinship with somebody and they've looked into something a lot, and like, let's say, you know, I'm interested in the whole frequency idea that you have. And you might be interested in some 9/11 stuff. Well, you know, I trust you enough that I'm not just going to go on what you say, but I'll look into what you say because you're saying it, and then I'll research it. And you probably trust what I'm saying enough to look at what I'm saying and researching it. And we save each other time from having to go through every single rabbit trail of every theory, too. If you work with people, you can have these.
I think a lot of people out there that watch these YouTube videos, I don't think they understand it's really difficult. To make these videos. And not only it's difficult, it's not like, Brian, you'd want, you know, you're the type of person to go listen to a video and go, okay, I got it. Now I know how the world works and I'm going to tell everybody. You know, no, this is years in a lifetime of learning this stuff and being able to present it to the public. It's like I said, it's not just a video we watched. This is years and years of proof and dice. And debunking shit to down to every little piece where you can't, every stone is, you know what I'm saying, turned. There's not one left unturned. And you present that kind of evidence and, you know, people still, they look the other way. And it's very sad, you know, but you could have one channel of somebody who read a book and all of a sudden thinks he knows the answers to everything and have a bazillion followers believing everything he's saying, but he just, you know, like your research and my research, this is going on our whole lives, you know, and you don't say anything unless you know 110% sure, you know.
Yeah, and it's about, you know, there's not one end-all, be-all topic. And at times, even I might have fallen into the mindset, okay, the flat earth is the biggest thing ever, or 9/11 is the biggest thing ever, or the Mandela effect is the biggest thing, and they're all gigantically huge. But so is, you know, what happens life after death could be the biggest thing ever. Like, there's a lot of things that could be the biggest thing ever if you really think about it. So what is God? All types of things. They all fit together, and it's not a popularity contest. Because if it was, like, I could have a exclusive flat Earth channel, and I could talk flat Earth with the best of them, guaranteed. I could have an exclusive 9/11 channel and talk with the best of them. Mandela, the same thing, you know. And I'm not trying to sound conceited. I'm just saying I could do that, and I would have tons of subscribers because of that. Because there's people that just want to be on one topic, and they get discouraged when they hear you talking about others. But you got to research everything. And I'm sorry, I'll weed out the people that aren't the real open-minded ones that want to look at multiple things. If you don't want to look at my channel because you think this is stupid, and but you know I'm, if you know I'm really smart about, say, 9/11, and I'm really smart about, you know, another topic, why would you just mock the third one and not give me, at least give me the credibility, at least give me the decency to investigate what I'm talking about, because I steered you the right way on other things. That's what aggravates me, because there's a lot of people I took through 9/11 for years and walked them through all the steps, and they really, really respected my work on it. And then I start getting into NASA, and they know about the moon hoax when I present that to them. But then once I start talking about flat Earth, it's like, oh, he's crazy and blah. Dude, how is I'm crazy? But I was telling you about the CGI that they use in a fake us, and I was analyzing all the fake video for 9/11 fucking 10 years ago. But now when I'm showing you NASA's doing the same shit and been doing the same shit, and it's even years later, now all of a sudden you think I'm crazy because I'm showing you NASA CGI? It's just the brainwashing's that deep. It's like, dude, they haven't even shown you a real picture of the place you live ever. There's never been a real picture of the Earth from space. Like, I mean,
yeah, people that, just that I don't understand either. That's kind of, regardless, flat, round, line, triangle, where are the pictures? I mean, where were the pictures?
Whatever it is, they don't want you to know, you know? And people will always say to me, oh, how can you say the Earth's definitely flat? Here's my thing. It's flat where we are allowed to be, where we inhabit, where we can observe, where we can test, we can measure. Water always lies flat. I mean, we can see fucking hundreds of miles. I mean, that shot, I'll show it in a minute. The French shot, 273 fucking miles, you can see. Okay, there should be 9.5 miles of curvature. I forget where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought. Oh, so yeah. So anywhere we can be, it's flat. But we're not allowed past Antarctica. We don't know if there's more land out there. And if there is, who knows? I mean, it might not be flat out there. It could be something else. But where we are, it's flat. It's not a ball and it doesn't move. You know, that's the most important. The most important part is it's not a ball with people sticking upside down and it's not spinning and moving. And with the center.
But Brian, it's spinning so fast. And don't you understand how gravity works? Gravity. I'm sorry. Gravity. Get prove gravity to me.
It's never been done. Oh, you can prove gravity. You saw it. I showed you. He comes out. The Earth isn't fucking flat. And this is called gravity. And then Neil drops the mic. And you know what?
That equation, I remember that equation. Yes, that was a gravity equation, right? That's what that was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got something. You know me. I
don't know what the big deal is. I don't know why. Well, maybe they won't tell us because there's so many things involved and this, I don't know. I think it's silly. I think people could handle it. I don't think, you know, I don't know. Just makes no sense. We're all good people. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are lying that are really good people and they have no choice but to lie.
Well, these people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and these other people in this scientism deception, I mean, they're really anti-God. And like I've said before, I'm not a religious person. Everybody knows that. I'm not going to go off on organized religion right now, but I don't believe that that's the true thing for an open mind. But these people are clearly against the idea of a God or a creator. I mean, it's very clear. They've been very vocal about it. It's obvious in their actions. They mock God. Everything they do is to keep you separated from the idea of a creator, whatever you believe that creator is, whether it's an energy force, a man in the sky, a woman in the sky, some other form of entity or energy, whatever you believe that is, they want you to have no belief in that, and everything is science. Everything has a scientific explanation, and they have their own God, which is gravity, which is actually total pseudoscience, never been proven, and never can be duplicated, and it only happens, you know, with the planets, and we can't observe that because they only give us fake fucking imagery. It's absolute bullshit.
I think that's very sad. I really do, to say that there is no God. And you know me, I'm like you, Brian. I don't have a I have no religion, zero religion. But I think that's very sad. You know, somebody had once said, and I thought this was such a pretty little quote, story, whatever. And there was this young kid. I think he was a Buddhist monk, and he would always study and meditate and, you know, do prayer meditation. And this one guy had this vendetta, you know, and he was like, how does this kid stay in the forest for this long without eating and drinking and meditation? And he believes in God and a higher power. He says, I have to track him down. And he finally tracks this kid down in a market somewhere in India. And he turns around to the kid who has nothing, you know, he turns around to the kid and he says to him, see this? He goes, I will give you one apple. He says, if you could show me where God is. And this kid turns around and goes, I will give you a bag of apples if you could show me where he's not. And that always, like, I always hold it in my heart, because how do you, I mean, you don't have to say God. You could say source. You could say energy. You could say anything. This is divine. This is so complex. Somebody did this. Whatever you want to call that person, somebody did this, because it's too perfect. We are so complex. You look at your dog. Look at each piece of fur on his body is so beautifully placed.
Yeah, you know? He's getting white feathers like Big Bird now.
Feathers, right? Somebody told me today, I eat a lot of chicken. They said, you're going to turn into a chicken. I says, no, I already get feathers. I have to shave them off. But, you know, how do they do that, these people? How do they not believe? They want you to think that there was this big bang and everything is so beautiful and complex. And no, sorry. No, God created this coloring book for us to come and color it. If this is his, he did this. That's just my beliefs. And like I said, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I do know God. And I'm not going to say believe, I know. Because for me, when I say I know, that's stronger than a belief. You know? And it's just very sad that they try to stray people away from that. Because how do you live your life without having that in your life? You know, not I mean, God's your best friend, you know? So how do you, I don't know. Very sad. But then again, to each his own, whatever they want to do, if they want to live their life with that missing, then they listen to these people and, you know, they follow the herd.
Yeah.
Very sad. I just said your dog had feathers.
Yeah.
I am so tired. Look at me. I have no makeup on. I don't know what this is. I'm so out. That looks
like you got like a man bun.
I have no idea what I'm doing right now. I told you an hour ago, and I'm still up. So right now, I don't know if I'm dreaming.
I'm very disappointed in your show prep. You didn't go in. Hey, I wanted to go take a shower. You didn't let me. So go.
I would have been asleep by the time you came back. I was like, I didn't sleep last night. So I'm on 48 hours, no sleep. So I took NyQuil, and then I took a sleeping pill. And you're like, you want to do a show? I'm like, I'm drooling. I'm like, okay. And you want to go take a shower? I've been sitting here like this. I haven't moved. I don't feel my feet.
Well, I've been working on this. I woke up at 5 in the morning because I had a notification from 4:45 a.m. that YouTube shut me down for 90 days, right? Couldn't go back to sleep. Went to work. Luckily, I got to leave after like 3.5 hours. I came home. I sat here and figured out how to live stream this on Facebook at the same time as with
hard again.
No, as we're doing the YouTube, so I can simulcast, and I got everything working. I couldn't get the backup channel to work, so this is my other backup channel that is actually associated with my original email address. So I didn't even think I had to try this one, but this one works. So anybody that's watching, I'm going to leave the link that brings this video. Even though I'm going to upload it on my main channel, I'll leave the link that bounces it back to this channel that I need you to subscribe to, because the live streams will be here for 90 days because they shut us down.
They might not even do it for 90 days though, Brian.
I appealed it, but I don't think I'm going to hear anything
sometimes
back.
They say that and then they don't. They'll let it go for like a month and then they put it back on.
Really? Yeah. I haven't heard that early like
that. I've heard it, yeah. Would they let it back up, and they would even surprise themselves to see their channel back up.
Yeah, so, you know, we were talking about some other stuff, me and you were thinking maybe at some point you might start your own channel?
Yeah, I'm really thinking about starting my own channel. I have a lot to say.
I
don't know if anybody wants to listen to it, but I have a lot to say.
I don't want to listen.
You'll be my only person in the chat, right?
I'll moderate myself.
You'll be sitting there counting your dog's feathers. No.
Yeah,
I was thinking about starting a channel, and I'm more into, you know me, I'm more into the whole frequency, sonar waves, all that kind of stuff, which is completely turning the beaches down here upside down. Can't figure out why. Why all the birds falling from the sky and just dropping dead everywhere? Come on, people, wake up. Wake up. They're not just falling from the sky. It's not a phenomenon. It's like, no, they're probably using sonar waves. I'm sure it's going to make the birds go crazy. It's going to make all the fish come up and all this shit. That's what's going on. It affects the human body, too. But, yeah, I'm going to get into topics like that. And I, too, like Paul, I do crystals. And I might even do some readings online, we'll see, for people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. It's just, it tires me. It makes me really drained when I do it, which is a good thing because then maybe I'll sleep at night. So, yeah. Well,
I tell you, YouTube is easy, but it's not. It's a fucking lot of work, and it's a real fucking pain in the ass sometimes. Well,
it is a lot of work because, like, I do when I deal with Brian's show, you know what I do for Brian's show, and it is, you know, I start on a Monday just to make sure.
You do a lot. You do a lot to just to organize it, never mind the technical stuff that goes on.
Yeah, and then I do your show, and then I've done Harold's show, and then I helped Teresa with her Reality Residue group. And, yeah, so and I'm like, you know what, maybe it's time to kind of step back and do my own thing. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Once you tell me how, once you hook me up and figure it out for me, tell me how to do it, I think I'm going to do it. So, yeah. And like I said, I mean, if people want to listen, they listen. I'm just me, you know?
I think they'll listen. We'll probably wrap it up soon. I want to keep this one not too long because I want everybody to make sure they click on it and get the idea that the what happened with the channel, where to find us on the new live stream, and I'm going to make this my default video on my main channel. But yeah, there's another Mandela effect having to do with 100 years of sleep that you didn't bring up yet. Want to close out the show with that?
Oh, yeah. Rip Van Winkle. I'm still on this one. People in this reality, actually, the story is a little bit different in this reality. This reality, he slept for 20 years, and apparently his wife and family were still alive. But the Rip Van Winkle, say that three times, it's a tongue twister. In my reality, he and many others, he was asleep for 100 years. And it was a completely different story where nobody was around anymore. So if anybody, and that's a Mandela effect. If anybody remembers, how many years did Rip Van Winkle sleep? Okay. And if you say 100, look it up, because that's changed along with a lot of history is changing, which is okay, because they never really paid attention to school anyway. Well, I'm more into tarot cards. I didn't really give a shit about
everything, even the craziest little stories. I mean, Humpty Dumpty wasn't a fucking egg, now he was a cannon. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
okay,
all the king's horses and all the king's men, they tried to put this cannon back together, because when a cannon falls off a brick wall, it's gonna smash into pieces. I would think the cannon would be fine. You could probably drop a cannon from 20 feet into a brick wall and it probably wouldn't smash into pieces. It'd probably break the brick wall.
It'd be broken a million pieces, but yeah. Yeah, like it has reached, and like I said, I'm really glad. And even with my son, I'm glad I took him out of school and homeschooled him and taught him the real life.
Oh, know? We didn't talk about that. Well, how, what age did you start homeschooling him at? Because it's funny, I was just talking to a friend when I was talking to you on the porch earlier before we even decided to do the show, which we decided last minute. I went outside and friend stopped by, friend of the family, and she's the one that I flat earthed the other night. And she came up to me today and she's like, Brian, I took some pictures of the moon today. And I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, let me see. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, yeah, look at it. Just like you said. I'm like, she's like, you can see the crescent moon in the daytime. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I'm like, listen, I knew you would get this. And I knew a big part of it. And I know you're smart. And you homeschool your kid. And I know why you do that. You do that because you don't want them to be fed all these lies. You know that everything we're being told is a lie. And I told her like how much I respected that she homeschooled her kid. And I want to know, and the same goes to you, of course. And when did you start doing it? And what made you decide to start homeschooling your kid? And how's it gone?
I put him in private school. I was paying $7,000 a year. And then he graduated junior high school. He was going into high school, and I decided to pull him out then. He never went to high school. So I homeschooled him, and I taught him about real life. I taught him about banking, how to save money, what's going on in the world today, how to take out a mortgage, what a credit card, the real world, what's going to get him by. Not that Christopher Columbus did this. And No. I couldn't take it. The stuff that he was bringing home was so stupid. It was so stupid. And I was paying $7,000 a year for this kid to bring home garbage homework, history. Yeah. And I'm glad I actually did it because, like I said, now it changed. So it doesn't matter. All the things that they learned doesn't matter because history completely changed. The continents changed. Everything is changing. But, yeah, and my son is a lot like me, you know. He sees things the way I see things. But he still wants to be. I mean, he's not a kid. He's going to be 23. So, but, yeah. He thinks I'm really cool. because I have a lot of, for some reason, I have a lot of military people follow my page. I don't know why. But my son, I was showing him last time, and I was like, look how many, like, lieutenants and captains. And he's like, because you're a science experiment, Ma. He says, they probably made you in a petri dish. And I'm like, no, Grandma gave birth to me. I seen pictures. He goes, you don't know if that was you? I was like, oh, my God. So that's kind of funny. Yeah. But the schooling system sucks. So, and I'm glad I did it. I made the right choice because he's street smart, and he's really a good kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I think I'm about ready to wrap it up unless there was anything else you wanted to get into tonight.
There's a lot of things I could get into, dude, but right now I don't know if I'm dreaming if I'm here. So probably this is coffee, babe. This is, and it's not doing nothing. No, so we'll wrap it up. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. We'll keep this one short. So again, guys, thank you everybody that sees this video. I know it's last minute. I know you guys didn't even know the channel, so it'll take a little bit, but I'm going to post this to the main channel. Just make sure you go to the channel that this was originally from and subscribe it. It's The Real News Online. If you heard about me getting banned on the day that I did when I posted it on Facebook today, which is Wednesday, August 15th, I did give you guys the wrong backup channel. It was what I was going to use, but apparently YouTube blocked that from live streaming as well. And that one doesn't have any strikes against it. There's no reason for the live stream to be disabled. But fortunately, I recovered my old one that I had when I originally signed up to YouTube, my old Real News Online one. That's what I'm using now. I'm going to do the live streams on there until my ban is over. So just make sure you guys sub the channel, okay? It's easy to remember too because I have the URL, The Real News Online. So just like my other one is the youtube.com/user/Brian Stavely. This one is literally user/The Real News Online. That's it. So if you forget the channel, you can't find the link, which will be in the show notes, youtube.com/user/The Real News Online. The live shows will be here. Everything will still be uploaded to the main channel where all my content is. If you guys are just on this new channel and you don't know my main channel, will be linked in the show description, and it's Brian S. Stavely on YouTube. And I've got over 60 of my shows up there, tons of 9/11 shows, Mandela Effect, Flat Earth, and all other topics that we talk about. Gloria has been a guest about 4 or 5 times now. I have a lot of different people. My co-host James is on often, and I also started a new series called My Awakening, where I interview people one-on-one for about an hour and get their personal awakening on any topic, you know, whatever topic woke them up, what topics they're interested in, the steps they went through and how it's affected their life and all that. Gloria's interview is up there if you guys want to see it. It's number 3 on the list. That was our first time trying the cameras out, and I thought that was a great interview. And
guys, are people able to follow you on Facebook, maybe find you on Facebook too, or?
yeah, if people want to find me on Facebook or you on Facebook, the links will be in the description to the show. So as soon as we get off the air tonight, I'm going to update that. So by the time you guys all see it, just look in the show notes. You'll see the link for this channel that I need everybody to subscribe to. You'll obviously see the link to link you back to my main channel in case you weren't already aware of it and you just stumbled on this tonight. I'll have links to the playlists. I'll have links to Gloria, to myself on Facebook. Everything you need will all be in the show description. Just remember, guys, thumb up the video, share it, and sub the channel, please, because we're going to do a show in a couple days. Yes. And if you want to get that note, and the notifications are working, because I got it.
I didn't get one.
You're not subbed to this channel yet, are you?
Yeah, I did before.
Are you sure?
You send it to me.
Yeah, but that was the wrong one that I sent earlier.
Oh, and if anybody tries to troll me, I will put a spell on you. My spells work, just so you know.
So that whole message I just sent to everybody was to you, too.
Okay, well, then you have to send me
That's not my fault, because you did that to us. But
because they love you so much.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put the link to this channel right now. Are you seeing the YouTube chat or no?
No, just the private chat.
Okay, the Facebook one? Or the Google Hangouts?
The Hangout. Yeah.
Here's the Hangout chat, and there's the link. So sub that channel right now. That's where we're broadcasting. You need to sub it right now.
A little too late, don't you think? I wanted to watch it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. So that's the new link for the backup channel. And we're going to cut it off here now because I don't want this one to get too long. I want people to all view it, get the point. And I want to get it uploaded to the main channel before it gets too late tonight. So thanks again, everybody. I'm going to play a little song, Gloria, to sign us out of here tonight, if you don't mind.
Is it my favorite one?
No, I don't think it's your favorite one, but it's a very good song. All right. All right, everybody. Have a good night. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Gloria Cannata, and be sure to sub the backup channel, and you will hear from me soon within a couple of days, all right?
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, you ain't seen my best. Checkmate in a game of chess. Globalists see me as a threat. Free thinking, got the world at my neck, huh? Am I paranoid? Picture Malcolm X in a room full of pigs trying not to bust a sweat. Hey, Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest. They probably write that man one hell of a check. Hey, I'm over here on this side of town. Come on over here and try to clown. Hey, I never pipe down. If they weren't coming for me, then they definitely coming for me now. I can't even keep my phone charged up. All the shit I'm talking, I should get my home barred up. Rappers, get off of my dick and get your home bars up. Vladimir and Liz's breath got the clones curved. Cause whoop, use your common sense. Why is NASA part Department of Defense? They divided up the seas into 33 degrees, feeding kids masonry. Bruh, be careful what you read. Flatline. There's no superior bloodline. Flatline. You got me once, but that died. Ay, voice. Do I have a voice? Do I give a fuck? Do I have a choice? Joint. I roll up a joint. Keep my shooters in the game like I hate to disappoint. I see only good things on the horizon. That's probably why the horizon is always rising. Indoctrinated in a cult called science. And graduated to a club full of liars. Heliocentrism, you were the sixth victim. Fuck you and your team, you can sit on the bench with them. They nervous. But before you try to curb it, do your research on David Irvin. Stalin was way worse than Hitler. That's why the POTUS gotta wear a kippa. I'm a man first for an artist. Did a lawyer look up Dr. Richard Sarda. Bans. Flatline. You fooled us for the last time. Flatline. There's no superior bloodline.
So you want to find the farthest point from that center. And it turns out sea level at the equator is farther away from the center of the Earth than sea level near the poles. It has nothing to do with global warming and melting of the ice caps.
Why is that?
Because Earth, we know it spins once a day. Yes, thank you. three people know the how long a day last year.
Good for row number two. They're off to a great start.
So you spin, you know, when you spin pizza dough, it kind of flattens out. It gets wider in the middle. And so Earth, throughout its life, even when it formed, it was spinning. And it got a little wider at the equator than it does at the poles. So it's not actually a sphere. It's oblate. And officially it's an oblate spheroid. That's what we call it. But not only that, it's slightly wider below the equator than above the equator.
A little chubbier.
Yeah. Chubby's a good word. It's like pear-shaped. So it turns out the pear-shapedness is bigger than the height of Mount Everest above sea level.
Bounce. Flat line. You fooled us for the last time. Flat line. Flat line. It's no superior bloodline.